Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan, Jay Kirshner. I have in front of me something that was posted on my personal Facebook page, facebook.com/Doug Steffen, that reads as follows, ladies. Confused? I became confused when I heard the word service. Service used with these agencies. Internal Revenue Service. U.S. Postal Service, Cable TV Service, Civil Service, Government Public Service, Customer Service. This is not what I thought service meant. There were a couple of farmers. This fellow posted the conversation between two farmers talking. One of them said he bought a bull to service his cows. And then immediately it became clear to me. Now I understand what all those agencies are really doing to us. Get it?
I get it. Wow.
Okay, you can see that if you'd like. Shall I post it over at the DJ?
You need to see that again.
All right, so speaking of the IRS and service, apparently most Americans are not going to get stimulus money until they file their taxes. Was that the case last year with the $1,200 payment?
Wasn't
yes,
it?
No. I heard no. yes I from one remember, and no from the other.
I thought I remembered. Well, I guess because, no, you know what, you're right, because the tax deadline was delayed into the summer. So, no, I don't think so.
And this is the, it's sort of the opposite. Most Americans have received or will receive their payment. It's the smaller, 68% of the payments have gone out so far for the $600 direct deposit or a check in the mail. It's the other percentage, it's the rest of the people. It might end up being about 20 million people who will not get it, and the IRS has been which is kind of funny with the service part, they have not done any service and not done any customer service because this is a very confusing thing. They're urging people to go to the Get My Payment tool, which we actually mentioned earlier this week on the show. So you go onto the IRS.gov site and you check the status of your stimulus payment. If you have payment status number 2 not available, then that means the person will not be receiving a payment via check or direct deposit. What that means is you have to file your 2020 tax return before you can get the $600, which is so ridiculous because filing taxes can be expensive.
Yeah.
Well, if you think about it, like filing taxes can be $50 up to $500 just to file your own taxes, just to get this $600 back. So a lot of people on social media have been very vocal about this, and this is something I have no idea why the IRS is doing it this way. They're really forcing people to file their taxes essentially immediately. That's the only way that you can work around this and get your stimulus. So, and I don't know why some people are exempt. But the other thing is, why are 68% of the people in the country, why are they exempt from having to file their taxes early? I don't know. There are no answers.
Rhyme or reason to any of this stuff.
No.
Jay, are you following this on other social media when we put the platform? By the way, I just posted on DJV show. The Facebook account, facebook.com/DJV show. I just posted, story about service. If you'd like to read that, you can go to DJV show, facebook.com/DJV show. So what other social media?
I think we should post this because this is probably more helpful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this is the information people actually need.
Post this.
But I don't understand how people are supposed to do their 2020 tax return yet. I mean, I did check, and I do have my stimulus in the mail. It's coming, but I don't have my W-2s or anything file for 2020 taxes yet.
No, you don't get that till the end of the year.
Yeah,
I mean, sorry, end of January.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so I don't know how people are supposed to wait to get all of that
just,
and then file.
People are getting screwed here. So,
can we explain how to find out if you're getting your... Where do people go to get the information about whether they're getting the $600 or not?
IRS.gov.
Yeah, and then what happens?
Go in there right now. There it is. So right on the home page, there's the second thing, the second button, get your refund status. So you click on that. You type in the info that it needs, and then you hit check my refund status, and it will let you know. If you get that payment status, if you get that message that says payment status number 2, it has a hashtag number 2, not available, then that means you need to file your taxes before you can get your stimulus. We don't even know. And the other thing is, we were talking to our accountant earlier this week. We still don't really know if we have to claim last year's stimulus checks as income. No one has provided guidance on that yet. So some people are, and some people are not going to claim it. Does anyone else have any info on that?
But look, I say pay less taxes, but it is income. So I'd imagine that they have a right to ask you to be taxed on it.
What the hell? What is the point, though?
But the guidance hasn't come out, though, yet on it. That's what I'm saying.
So you click on view your balance and payment activity. Is that what you're...
No.
Is that what people click on?
No. I just told you, IRS.gov, and it's right
that's
there.
Where I am.
Get your refund status. Did you click on that?
No, I don't even see that here.
It's right there. It's at the top of the page.
I'm telling you, I just went into IRS.gov, and that's not what showed up.
What showed up? Because I know your computer works differently than everyone else's, so what showed up?
Thank you. All right. Get my economic impact payment. Get to
right underneath that. Right underneath that.
Get your
that.
Refund status.
There you
I'm
go.
I'm not getting it. I'm not
click
getting it. This isn't a
it.
Refund. This is not a refund. The $600 is not a refund.
Right. Okay. So right underneath that, you can also, it tells you, check my refund status, and you can also get your stimulus status.
But now, let's just because... Let's take this as another example.
I don't work
of the
for the
government.
IRS. I want to take myself out
that.
Of this now.
But it goes back to what I was just talking about, service.
They suck.
And we're having, for God's sakes, make it easy.
Right.
What a bunch
right.
of idiots.
Right.
There's nothing on that page that would bring you to something that says over, all right, get coronavirus tax relief. This is not tax. This is
a
stipend.
That's probably a small business thing, right? Yeah.
Whatever the hell it is. You know, this is another example of these idiots. How do these people keep their job? How do they get their jobs? Do they have to pass an incompetence test in order to get these jobs? There's nothing easy.
Who runs
seriously?
The IRS? I'm with
who
you.
Who the hell knows at this point?
Who runs
government?
It? Yeah,
the government
right,
runs
but I mean,
it.
The IRS runs itself. The
who
IRS
in it?
Is, but like, yeah, is it an appointed position or?
Yeah, well, yeah, it was definitely.
But, like, every 4 years it changes, or every 8 years it changes?
Whenever, yeah, whenever
the administration
leaves and they
changes.
Appoint someone new.
Yeah. I sure remember when the Nixon administration was playing dirty tricks on people that used the IRS go after his enemies. And that was,
remember, that was the whole reason I was telling you guys that congressman, my friend, that went to jail because he was calling out Lois Lerner because Lois Lerner was going after faith-based institutions. Remember a few years ago?
Yeah,
that was why
right.
he got thrown in prison for
yep.
challenging her.
Yeah. All right. There are some people who are now very loudly requesting that the president hit the road. We'll talk about that. The National Association of Manufacturers have taken a stand here, and it's a pretty interesting point of view that we'll have up next year on the DJV program. Don't forget about the other things that are going on the radio that you can listen to or in podcast form. Jay and I were just talking about a couple of different things that people will want to know about. The most recent American Family Farmer podcast, for example, that I do every week, is a focus on where the cream comes from in Bailey's Irish Cream. If you drink it, if you like it, you've heard about it, and you wondered, well, is it really cream? Yes. And we have the farmer on the program that runs Bailey's Farm in Ireland, and for the past 45 years, he and his family have been milking 180 cows, and that cream from the cows goes to Bailey's Irish Cream. Kind of a good story. It's kind
of
cute. It's
delicious.
Yep, very, very good. So you can check that out at the most recent American Family Farmer show podcast. It is at American Family Farmer Show or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2-4-2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 33. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered to sponsor this promotion in any way.
Whether you're a pro on the job site or managing properties, clean and safe is your number one priority. And Lowe's has the pro-grade cleaning supplies you need. We go beyond the basics, bringing you commercial cleaning from top brands like Clorox, Zep, and Rubbermaid. And in larger sizes, so you can take on any cleaning job, knowing you have the quantity you need. Shop LowesForPros.com and have your items delivered, or pick up in store. Lowe's, the new home for pros. U.S. only.
Jobs are the lifeblood of American society. Every month we spend time and energy monitoring and dissecting the unemployment figures released by the government. Most everyone agrees that anyone who wants to work should be able to find a job. But is any job good enough? The National Fund for Workforce Solutions knows that it is not enough just to get people working if they are stuck in poor quality, low-paying jobs. This may help to improve unemployment numbers, but they are short-sighted and do not create a sustainable economy that can weather a crisis like the one we are in now. Janice Urbanik of the National Fund.
We need to focus on creating well-paying jobs that actually boost the economy and won't disappear as soon as things get challenging. All workers in America deserve the security of good benefits, paid time off, and a livable wage. We owe that to essential workers now, and we always have.
To learn more, visit nationalfund.org. This is Alex Verde reporting. Paid for by the National Fund for Workforce Solutions.
All right, so I'm really disgusted. While we were listening to these last few fine commercials, I'm going to the IRS site just to be you. I want to see what goes on, what you go through. And the ladies, they're all chuckling because I'm going through one frustrating, idiotic post after another. And we've all agreed that the IRS doesn't want to make it easy for you to find out what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that you have been required to put this information in, your Social Security number, your date of birth, all that stuff. Jennifer just said in this, you know, sort of offhanded way, well, now, congratulations, the Chinese will know all the information there is to know about you.
Yeah, and you just know put what? Your Social Security in, and we know you clickbait everything, so.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
So I've just.
China's favorite guy is Doug Steffen.
They're on the line to QVC right now ordering up some stretchy pants.
But you understand, oh my God. All right, so I promised we'd talk a little bit about the National Association of Manufacturers. 14,000 members have said to Mike Pence, get the president out of office. So what is this? Is this
the basis for that, though? Everybody was all hashtag 25th Amendment. The 25th Amendment does not apply to if you don't like how he handles something, how you handle a crisis. That's mentally incompetent. And so, like, the 25th Amendment, people really need to just calm down with that.
We need to calm down with all of this stuff. He'll be gone in a week or, 13 days or whatever it is. And then that's, he won't be forgotten, and he won't want you to forget him because he'll keep up with his foolishness. But it's time we ignore it and move on to something more positive and more productive. 21 after the hour.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. So we got a lot of action here, various notifications, both Twitter at DJV Show and Facebook.com/DJV Show, including people who like my post. My definition of service is not mine, but we've repeated that, so we'll get to some of your reactions right after this.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
Walgreens has always been there to help make your healthcare easier, from making sure you have the prescriptions you need to answering any questions you have about them. Now, the question is whether you have the right Medicare plan. And we're here to help make that easier, too. Walgreens can save you money and peace of mind with copays as low as $0. Visit walgreens.com/Medicare today to see how. Walgreens, we make Medicare easy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs when enrolled in a plan with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy.
All right, so Jay Kirshner, in charge of social media, you're looking at the same stuff I am. I see Nick Jenkins likes my post, and there are lots of different comments. You want to go through some of them that are there? Again, I think I'm more likely to connect with Facebook users. Maybe that's an age thing more than Twitter. You can do both Twitter and Facebook, but I'm not much on Twitter. So you want to start there? Go where you want to go. Yeah. Do what you want to do.
We'll do it all. Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, it's all the same handle, DJV Show. And one of the big topics everyone's talking about this week, you know, the storming of Capitol Hill, and we really wanted to know your thoughts on this. Lyle Hicks tweeted, "Time to unite. I think Trump supporters were infiltrated by Antifa, which caused the most trouble. Unfortunately, the president didn't step forward soon enough to stop things. He didn't lead when it was needed most." And Marty Kane says, "Protesting is acceptable. Rioting is not, but they always seem to go hand in hand. This is a sad time for America." And Sean Watson also writes, "While Congress is on Capitol Hill committing treason surrounded by military who is, quote unquote, helping them by Pence's orders, Trump is in Texas just watching."
Huh? What? We're committing, Congress is committing treason? Is that what he said?
Yes.
Okay, what page? How do we stretch to that point? Committing treason by what?
People think certifying. That the election is illegal, and so there are a lot of people who believe that.
And the only reason that they believe that is because Trump keeps saying that.
Well, it's not just that, though.
Too, I feel.
Yeah, it's not just that.
So many people regurgitate other people's opinions rather than looking up the facts themselves, especially when it comes to social media.
And I think there's also real evidence that real people who are thinking people... See, one of the saddest things for me about watching all this go down is that I believe in my heart that there was some wrongdoing during this election.
I don't disagree with you.
And now we're never going to get to the bottom of it because we had Yahoos who decided that it would be a great idea.
Why are we not going to get to the bottom of it? Why are they? Do they have to be separate? Why do they have to be together?
Because the legal cases have been tossed out, and now I don't think anyone's going to pursue it.
That's also one of those fake narratives. Yeah. The only reason that it's been tossed out is because they haven't had time to build the case. I mean, it takes years to build a case. Like the one that people
that's
are talking
sure.
about.
Yeah.
And
right.
So I don't think anyone's going to pursue
been
it further.
Adjudicator, girl, it's been thrown out by Trump judges because there's a process.
Wasn't there a process that was started to have an election commission set up to investigate?
But that was ruined yesterday by people breaking into the Capitol.
Why was it ruined? Why are they
because
tied together?
Part of the thing that they could have come up with yesterday is doing a 10-day pause on certifying the results.
They
So they screwed themselves then.
Well, if it was them, whoever it was, these people that break in blew everything.
But in the meantime, we need not to forget, that's a double negative, that the system is broken and it needs an examination and a fix. It's been broken for decades.
You're not going to get one under the new administration?
Well, I would like to not think that was the case. Let's not hold that thought. 28 after the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, licking, licking, licking. Some people like it, other people are annoyed by it. Personally, I kind of enjoy it. All of us who are owned by dogs have been licked by our four-footed friends at one time or another. This can be a sign of affection, a special greeting, or actually an expression of pleasure or an intention-getting device. On the other hand, your dog may be licking you simply to taste the salt on your skin or the remnants of food you've eaten during the day, so don't necessarily flatter yourself. On a serious note, if your dog develops an obsession with licking a specific spot on his body, it's often a way of telling you that something's wrong. Perhaps there's pain in that area. Be sure you have your veterinarian check it out. If your dog checks out okay but continues licking, it can create a big problem, so your dog needs more mental stimulation, which, by the way, the biggest reason for excessive licking is stress. Just like when people scratch their head or crack their knuckles, when a dog is stressed out, what they'll do is they'll start licking excessively. It takes them back to early puppyhood. So work on it, avoid it, you'll be fine. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
I See Movieology is a virtual learning program over Zoom that teaches kids how to make movies on their tablets and smartphones. It's a great way to learn a new skill and keep your kids' boredom in check. Creator and filmmaker Joe Frankel tells us how it works.
Each week we cover a different topic. So it begins by looking at visual storytelling, since movies are such a visual medium. And then we talk about character building. We talk about three-act story structure. We branch out into different genres from there. So we discuss comedy filmmaking, suspense, action, documentary, mockumentary, music videos, musicals. And the kids get a chance to explore all those different genres and practice making their own films in those genres using just the phone.
Check out I See Movieology at ImaginaryCourtyard.com. That's ImaginaryCourtyard.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump, in a video on Thursday, condemned the mob that violently stormed the U.S. Capitol one day earlier, saying the rioters defiled the seat of American democracy.
I would like to begin by addressing the heinous attack on the United States Capitol. Like all Americans, I am outraged by the violence, lawlessness, and mayhem. I immediately deployed the National Guard and federal law enforcement to secure the building and expel the intruders. America is and must always be a nation of law and order. The demonstrators who infiltrated the Capitol have defiled the seat of American democracy. To those who engaged in the acts of violence and destruction, you do not represent our country. And to those who broke the law, you will pay.
USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Wildcard weekend in the National Football League. First round of the playoffs will see six games played, three on Saturday and three on Sunday. Saturday's matchup between Seattle and Los Angeles was addressed this week by Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll.
You know, if you look at who we've been playing the last 3 weeks, these guys are really good and they've made a difference. I don't think the defenses early in the year were playing to this level, and so it's a different set of circumstances we're up against, and these guys, here we go with the Rams. The Rams are best in the NFL, you know, so these guys are really, really tough in all phases. So we're getting ready to go put together a game plan and execute the things that we can do. We're going to mix our game, do the things that we like doing, and see if we can find a way to get enough points to win a game, and whatever it is. I don't care about the numbers before, the stats, or any of that stuff. It doesn't matter. This is, all that stuff's gone. It doesn't matter at all right now. So what happens now that counts, and so... We couldn't be more fired up to go to this game and see if we can find our way to win.
Rams at the Seahawks will be played at 4:40 p.m. Eastern on Fox. The other games on Saturday will be the Indianapolis Colts at the Buffalo Bills for the early game and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the Washington Football Team for the late game. On Sunday, the Baltimore Ravens at the Tennessee Titans is the early game. The midday game will be the Chicago Bears at the New Orleans Saints. And the late game Sunday will be the Cleveland Browns at the Pittsburgh Steelers, 8:15 p.m. on NBC. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Four after the hour here on the DJV program. All right, so I'm looking around at all. Can I tell you what has surrounded me? Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keenan is here. Jay Kirshner is here. I have my my catalogs for seeds. And so at the, you know, well, I was just, this is actually pretty funny.
Is this now the time to buy seeds and then
yes.
Plant in the spring? Is that the
yes.
process?
Okay. Yeah. And that's really what kind of, you know, we get ourselves so down our shoulders. We're carrying the weight of the world. What's going on in Congress? What's going on in Washington? What this, that, and the other thing? COVID this and COVID that. So I find that relief always comes at this time of year after the holidays. The brightness of the new year, it's like the sun shining on me and on the farm when I get all these, I have four different catalogs. And so I've been spending, when I get off the air after I do my radio work, I have a meal. And I sit down and I'll have soup or something and go through these catalogs. And so I was trying to figure out what the right kind of cabbage was to buy yesterday.
You actually grow produce?
Yeah, yeah, I have a big garden.
Oh, I never knew that. Oh, I never knew
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, no, I have a
big time of year. He always talks about his seed catalog.
Yeah,
I'm
big. Matter of fact, on the
choose cabbage?
Because cabbage,
I
did
with the Sears catalog long ago with the yeah. dog.
Well, at least the Fedco catalog looks just like the old Sears catalog. Actually, it's like on newspaper, and it's hundreds of pages of specified tomatoes. And there are 12 pages of different kinds of tomatoes, and then there's another 10 pages on different types of potatoes, 4 pages of radishes, and 6 pages on peas that you can buy, kale, all of that stuff. So if you have, my garden's about a quarter of an acre, and it's really something that I take great pride in because it's kind of fun. I just like to watch things grow. That's been my whole thing all my life. Watch the animals grow. Watch all of us grow physically, emotionally, spiritually. It's what life is all about as far as I'm concerned. But anyway, on the American Family Farmer Show this week, find it at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. I had a conversation with a lady who is running a farm down in, I think it was West Virginia, Victoria, wasn't it? If I'm not mistaken, she was in the, I think it was West Virginia. Yeah,
yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we got into a discussion about where carrot seeds come from. Because, it was kind of riveting. If you want to know about things, how things work, that's the problem today. Nobody knows how things work. Can't fix your own car. You don't know how to fix the toaster. You don't know how to do anything. So in terms of growing, I admitted that I didn't know where carrot seeds came from because I'm not a produce guy. I'm basically a dairy guy. You know, ask me something about a cow, and I can tell you the story of a cow. How do you get the horns off? You know, what does it mean if they have 108 degree temperature or whatever it is? But in terms of carrots, I never really knew where those little... Have you ever looked at a carrot seed? The carrot seed's just a little...
I've never seen a carrot seed. Yeah. I'm assuming they come from the green part of the carrot.
Yeah, but it has to be dried... And you know, kind of, you wouldn't see them if you were looking for them. That's the thing. And beet seeds the same way.
I always try to grow carrots, but I don't think I dig a deep enough hole or something. I always have, like, these little mini carrots.
Well, the ground, you have to dig a deep hole, Jennifer, but the ground has to be soft underneath for the carrot to go down. It's a root, so it's got to be able to go down. It's like a potato or beets or any of those things.
Does it start out as, like, a bulb?
What, beets?
No, they're seeds.
No. Okay. They're little eensy teensy. It sounds like Jay, you're a gardener. You were talking about the size of the seed. Where? Did you say carrot seeds?
No,
carrot
I
seeds?
said that. They're tiny.
Yeah, no, I have a black thumb, not a green thumb. I kill everything. I try. It doesn't work. Doug, you can
really?
Help me, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I'll try to help you out. Anyway, so I'm off on that tangent because it's a respite. It's a place to go. When you do this sort of thing for a living, you're confronted by all of this stuff, all of us. Jennifer is all day long. And Victoria, Jennifer is on the air 7 hours a day during this program, her morning program in Los Angeles, an afternoon program out in the Inland Empire. So she's talking about this stuff all day long. You can't escape it. Then she goes and runs a radio, an audio radio system with her father. So she's confronted with it all day long. Victoria is producing this program, so she's confronted with it all day long. Jay, as the social media coordinator, is looking at the stuff and responses and things all day long that pertain to this. And, you know, I am, because I pay a lot of attention, pretty much everything that I'm exposed to during the day makes it onto the air one way or another in some thought or some, you know, inference. And so when you've had enough... At least for me, my respite is the seed catalog. What's yours? That's maybe a good question that we would ask, Jay. What is your? How do you find relief from all of this? Because that's really, do you turn the television off? Do you not engage in conversation about it? Do you go work out at the gym? Do you have a big meal? What do you do to get your mind off of all this crap? Because that's, I mean, we are, it's, the...
For a lot of people, especially in 2020 and everyone was home for such a long time, a lot of people turn to home gardening. You know, my brother and sister-in-law have a big organic garden in their backyard, and they've had it for, you know, a few years now. But they when they went to garden centers to buy more I don't know what you buy, dirt, I don't know. But when they went to buy whatever you need to buy,
what are you
going to
buy? You can buy. Yeah, where do we go? That's so funny. Sounds like the true city girl. Where do they buy dirt?
Is there a special name for it? I don't know.
Well,
they have a raised garden, so
raised
they have
bed?
To fill it with soil. Soil, okay.
Well, there are soil elements. There are things that
they
you...
They had to buy something special. I remember that.
Yeah.
It's all organic.
Dried manure.
Yeah,
that kind of stuff.
But
yeah.
Everything was sold out. So every time they would try to replenish or even buy seeds, which I guess would have been last spring, right, as the pandemic kind of blew up, every garden center that they went to or tried to buy stuff online, everything was sold out. And the answer was, you know, when they said, well, is it going to be back in stock? And everyone just kept telling them, this has become the number one hobby in America.
Yeah.
Everybody is starting their own garden or trying to grow something at home. And it's very relaxing. There are a lot of studies that show that people who garden have much lower blood pressure than people who don't. And it's like lower levels of stroke and heart disease. There's a lot of health benefits to it.
There are a lot of... That's one of the reasons people say to me, you work so hard. I don't feel like a farm... It is. It's physical work, and sometimes, depending on how difficult it is to get around government BS, that makes it work. But the actual tasks with the animals and making hay and the things that I do on my farm, I find them to be very relaxing, actually, unless I'm up against the clock or the weather is going to be changing quickly and I've got to bale 400 bales of hay in an hour and a half. That sometimes is a little, there's a little bit of stress connected to that. But otherwise, it is. It's a fabulous way. And we're so disconnected here in our country now from the source of food, as is demonstrated and exemplified by what we went through last March when all the food was gone. Everybody says, where's the food? And it took months, but finally many Americans figured out the food's on the farm. So why do we go to the grocery store? Let's go to the farm.
Yep.
And so as a result
farmers
of that, farms...
selling out, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. My guy... up the street who has the truck farm, he grew twice as much produce this year as he has ever grown, had the best year he's ever had, and he ran out of food. Every single thing that he had, people were taking. He had thousands of people come. I used to have that when we'd have an event on the farm, on my farm. We have, you know, the ice cream and stuff like that, but he really had a very successful year because people in the area, we're in a very suburban area where there's not a lot of farming like this, and so people are going to search you out. And if you have a plot, maybe grow a few things every year. And if you have a young child, like Jay has a six-month-old baby named Mac, when he gets a little older, that's what we've done. I gave Miles remember we talked about that Let Us Grow pyramid?
Yeah,
and
I
we
love
had
mine.
Those all over. I gave one to everybody except Victoria didn't have a porch, so she can get one. But Miles has become fascinated watching stuff grow. And every day, whenever I call him, Gramps, look at what's growing now. They put peas in there and lettuce in there and strawberries. And he watches them grow. And he's learned so much for a kid who's just turned six. He knows a lot about that part of the world, which I guess is important because it's important to my part of the world. And his mother grew up around it, so it's important to her. As it turns out, his father didn't, and so he's learning with Miles, and they share their experiences watching things grow. But what could be more important or more valuable than having that? So maybe I'll see if I can get one of those for you, Jay, and when Mac gets a little older, we can kind of figure out how things grow. And using this, you can't have anything but a green. It's almost foolproof.
I want it. Yeah.
I need
Let us grow. I'm not getting paid to say this, but the guy, I interviewed him. Actually, I think I met him, Victoria, as a result of him being on the farm show, American Farm.
Yeah, I found him because his now ex-wife is Zooey Deschanel, the actress.
Right.
They were married, I read about her having this company. And so when they divorced, he kept the company, so he's still running it. But it seems like it's a great idea and an easy way to kind of grow everything I think you hang it, right? Doesn't it hang?
No, you just put it. There are three
it's
or
like
four
a
levels.
Oh, a stand. Okay.
You put outside, like you've got it on your porch, Jennifer. Miles.
I've got it with my other fruits and vegetables that I grow in my garden. I have it on my spare lot. It looks great.
Yeah, right, instead of that old car that used to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. And also we posted my definition of service, which you might want to and check out at djvshow.com. All right, Dr. Ken and his experience getting vaccinated is the subject matter of our most recent Good Day Health Show podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. So if you're curious as to how a doctor got his vaccination, what he went through, what basically he experienced, how it all fit in his office down in Florida, you can check it out. He describes in detail getting the shots. And also spent some time explaining the differences between COVID and SARS. So that's the, and there's lots of other info. There always is. Very good for your health. GoodDayHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Have big plans for your laundry room? So does Lowe's. Right now, save big on a Samsung large capacity top load washer and dryer that was $949 and now is just $679 each. Samsung's newest washing machine comes in a stylish champagne finish and has more capacity for large loads to cut down on wash time. And with the innovative Samsung dryer, set sensor dry to help dry clothes more evenly. Shop at Lowe's now with free delivery. Valid through 120, U.S. only.
What's in store this week at Staples?
A great start to the new year.
Give your business a head start on the year with everything you need to be organized and productive.
Like storage solutions, the latest tech, and office essentials like paper and ink, all at amazing prices.
And now at Staples, earn 40% back in rewards when you buy any 2 ink or toner cartridges. Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Start the year right and save at Staples. Ends 1-9-21, limit 4, curbside available in most stores. Visit staples.com/40andrewards for details.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. That's 800-395-0342.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Into questions for Dr. Ken now. It's time for us to take a few questions from you, questions that I've come up with, questions that are in general aimed at getting a broader scope because we spend so much time on COVID. Here's one about your heart health as you get older. If you are good at maintaining your heart health, what happens to your risk of getting dementia, Alzheimer's, that kind of stuff, Ken?
Well, the good news is you dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia if you maintain your heart health. So we're talking about watching blood pressure, blood sugar, cholesterol, weight, not smoking, all of the things that the heart doctor harps on to keep you healthy and have as little heart disease as possible. We also know the added benefits is it lowers the risk of stroke. And the news this week, it was published in PLOS Medicine, is it dramatically lowers the dementia risk.
Mm-hmm. And so dementia and Alzheimer's together, which comes first? Is it dementia brings on Alzheimer's? Is that the chicken and the egg? I've forgotten which comes first.
Dementia is just a big grab bag, and Alzheimer's is one particular type of dementia.
So how come we never hear about other types of dementia? It's usually dementia and Alzheimer's mentioned in the same breath.
You don't hang out with enough neurologists, or you would.
Thanks, I'll pass on that. I had my brush with the neurologist after my TIA, and that was enough for me. Although it's good to know that the neurologist helped me understand. This is good for everybody. Anybody who's had a TIA, and maybe we'll spend a minute or two on that. The essence of what the review is about, having MRIs and MRAs and CAT scans and talking to cardiologists and neurologists. And so when I went through all of that, I passed in flying colors. But it was interesting as we were talking about, the various things that happen in one's brain. If you don't have good circulation in your brain, there are a lot of things, in other words, that will add up to your being susceptible to dementia. And one wonders if there are more these days than there used to be, or is it just we're living longer and so it shows up more?
All of the above, but definitely just like we have more heart disease because of diabetes and obesity, I think we're having more dementia because of obesity, circulation issues, and people are living earlier, are living longer. Smoking certainly has a role also.
Yeah. So this week, you and I have had a lot of conversation about the results of the TIA, and I had for a month, a monitor on me. I didn't talk much about it on the air. Every once in a while, I think I did. It was uncomfortable. It was unpleasant because it was obnoxiously. I think you did tell me. I didn't talk to you on the air about it wrapping around my neck and around other parts of my body. And so now that's over, and you studied the results, and it appears I had some sort of an episode. Some might call it thrombosis, arterial, whatever. The risk of having fibrillations in my family, you've told us about that, because I have been very open about this, and I give you permission in the HIPAA department to talk about me. You kind of scared the hell out of me this week after the results of that test by suggesting I need to go on Eliquis and kind of change, for the reasons you just enumerated a few minutes ago, the bruises and bumps and stuff. If I'm on that rather than a regular blood thinner, I'm more susceptible, and so are, I mean, there got to be millions of people on this thing now, right? It's been tested and proven
Right. Big picture. You know, since I was a young boy growing up with a nurse, I've been around healthcare for a long time. You know, 40 plus years been around the healthcare world. And what I have observed, big picture, Doug, is, you know, unfortunately, people get things, the people who accept them the best and then try to make personal adjustments and then make the best of it with their lifestyle, do the best long term, regardless of what the diagnosis is. And when you have a TIA, it's a warning that a big stroke is likely going to occur if we don't make a modification. And then we did a lot of detective work trying to look for a cause of why you had a TIA. We found atrial fibrillation, paroxysmal in burst, and now we need you on anticoagulation to avoid a stroke.
All right, so there you go. And am I happy about it? No. But am I going to do it? Yes, because it seems to be the best course of action, and certainly because I trust Ken, I'm going to do what he recommends. But is it something that I'm really excited about doing? No, not at all. But listen, it's part of, Ken has said, it's part of the graceful aging process that we all need to go through. There it is. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Or.